Okay, welcome to part two of the finale for GKA. It's still the same episode. But I had to separate it into three parts. Simply because I hit the button at the wrong time. So, bear with me. The next track that we have, remember from the previous episode, well, part of the episode, I was knocked unconscious during the Battle of Valerius. This is when I'm laying on the table, being healed. This track is called Lunar Soul, and it was far greater than I anticipated. So, still the same episode, but I have to switch gears and divide it into three parts. GKA, second part of the finale, Golden Ichor, Lunar Soul. I sit there, drifting into various different realities, as my body squeals in pain. The sensation is far beyond what I had previously thought. Many different thoughts enter my head during this time. but the strange sensation of slowly losing control of myself, grappling with the very real possibility that my astral form will dissipate and I could die right there. Hearing a female voice enter my mind slowly, growing louder and louder and louder and louder. Whispering. Almost hypnotically. I wasn't even sure if these thoughts were my own, but I was hearing them. Creeping, entering my mind as the spell grew stronger, stronger, pulsing, growing, slowly hearing it more and more and more and more. Not even sure of my own self anymore. The whispers became too much. And all went still. A singular voice.
Sweetheart. Sweetheart.
What? Seriously? Oh, where am I?
Wake up, sweetheart.
Wait, your energy doesn't feel familiar. What's happening? What are you doing? Why can't I control myself?
Shh, just give in to it. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm healing you up right now.
Wait. Who? What? I remember you. You're Valerius's goddess.
Shh.
Oh, yes. Kalashar lost a bet. And she has passed. Don't be skeptical. I'm here. There's been no words since our fight. I can heal you up, but first, she leans over and kisses me. First softly, then inching towards my mouth.
I can heal you and save your life. But first, renounce Kalashar and take me in her place. A voice speaks softly in my head, different from hers. She's lying. I'm alive. She didn't finish me off, honey. She hasn't silenced me. She's lying to keep you all to herself. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. I love you. I really love you. Okay? I'm still here. I'm still alive. She's lying. Don't believe her. Renounce Kalashar. Do it. Do it. Do it. I'm alive, honey. Listen to my voice. I'm alive. I love you. I love you. Don't leave me. I respond, no. What? I said no. Why? That level of devotion is wasted on her. Why? I said no. Get out. I picked her first. Such loyalty. I always get what I want eventually. Nothing will stop me. Get out! As you wish. The glow dims and the chains break and blow Valerius through the back wall. I sit up and wrench the chain from my neck. Slamming him into a tree, I grab the shard out of his leg and plunge it into his chest. He collapses and explodes as gold mist erupts from his wound and corpse. It swirls and surrounds me, absorbing the golden energy into myself. The soldiers stop. Valerius is dead. All hail the new god. All hail the king. Olare, still furious that she could not dominate me, now looks in surprise. Ooh. This is great. Fuck yes. Kalashar appears, beaten, battered, and bruised. She hugs me. 3 days are spent healing with various rituals, herbs, medicines, tonics, and everything under the sun. The strict adherence to blood magic is strong in the Draelith. I still don't understand everything until the deification ceremony. For slaying the demon of the south, Olivern speaks, I officially recognize Lord Zesperilius as a true god. Kneel and rejoice and celebrate the glorious deification ceremony. Golden energy pours from each of the gods of the pantheon into a small bowl and offered to drink. Illiverin speaks.
Congratulations. You've earned it for honor and loyalty, dexterity, trust. You are ready. Blue and red lights can be seen opening a portal akin to a police siren. Tell Zasper Nothin that I will see you again. For the next phase of your journey lies in Salasayar. Go now. Go to the realm of stars. Go to the void. Salasayar awaits you. And Lady Astrael will take you from here. I step through the portal. The portal closes. I am surrounded in space. As Zasper Nothin the dragon greets me.
Well done. Your next task is in Salasayar.
But that
will be soon. For now, you've been through quite an ordeal. Rest, recover, and your journey shall continue when you are rested and ready.
Very well.
Your journey is not over. There will be many battles ahead. But we will fight through them together. Congratulations, son.
It is at this point that we reach the end of the episode. Divided into two parts, it was very thrilling. But I hope you guys enjoyed this finale to season one. Be sure to follow my social media links. Go visit the merch store, the Auric Star, purchase some magical services. I'd appreciate some donations for the second season is underway. You can donate at my PayPal at ZachBearDefebaugh, ZachBearDefebaugh. On Instagram, at SpiderDragon95. On Facebook, as Zasperilis Nogorion Falsong. You can join the God Killers Anonymous group chat, the God Killers Anonymous Facebook group, to stay up to date with the podcast. Follow me on TikTok at XSpider6, Snapchat at CarmelSupreme9. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, ZachBearDefebaugh, for rituals, spells, and whatever fits you. Become sovereign with me. Take my hand and let us become sovereign together. Don't forget to get some merch with the seal of sovereignty on it. And I hope to see you guys in the next one.